Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Traffic signals to be installed at U.S. Highway 385 and 87th Street. OA News at OAOA.com. The Texas Department of Transportation issued a press release on Tuesday afternoon that a project to install traffic signals at U.S. Highway 385 and 87th Street in North Odessa is scheduled to begin this month. This project is reportedly expected to take about 14 months to complete. In addition to the traffic signals, there will also be left turn lanes improvements on Highway 385 that will be built, the press release stated. The left turn lanes will be slightly offset from each other and governed by its signal heads. A concrete median will separate the turn lanes from main lane traffic. New triangular concrete medians will also reportedly change how the Highway 385 service roads connect with 87th Street, while service road traffic will be forced to turn right at 87th Street, regardless of the direction of the traffic. The medians will also be raised to improve drainage at the intersection and allow water to flow under the road through culverts, the press release detailed. Once the project is completed, 87th Street will reportedly have a through lane, a dedicated right turn lane, and a dedicated left turn lane in each direction. Concrete medians will separate eastbound and westbound traffic. The speed limit will be reduced to 50 miles per hour in the work zone, the press release stated. A width restriction of 11 feet will be in place in the work zone. Reese Albert Incorporated of San Angelo and Midland reportedly won the project with a low bid of a little less than $2.94 million. This is more expensive than just installing traffic signals because of the amount of road work and drainage work involved in the project. Dear Abby headlines, trust issues are remnants of past toxic relationships. Dear Abby, marriage is considered to be imperative in my religion and culture. I'm 29 and still not married. I have commitment and trust issues with guys. I have been in only 3 relationships my entire life. Every time things are going well, I tend to self-sabotage and make excuses to push the guys away. I start arguments for no reason or create problems or issues that I fabricate out of thin air. I think it has a lot to do with the fact that my past relationships were toxic and tumultuous. They were cheaters and liars. I have carried that baggage into my relationship with my new partner by not believing a lot of the things he says. For example, I doubt his feelings for me. When things are going smoothly between us, I always take 5 or 10 steps back. It isn't fair that I put him through the ringer, but I don't know any other way. How can I get past this continuous issue? Problem trusting in California. Dear Problem Trusting, the most effective way to do that would be to talk about this destructive pattern with a licensed mental health advisor. If you do, it may help you rid yourself of the baggage you are carrying. Understand why you choose the men you did before, and make it easier to evaluate any new relationships that start to develop. Dear Abby, I have known my friend Matt for more than 20 years. We've been close for most of those years. Matt is gay, and early in our friendship, we had a mutual friend, Gary, who used a gay epithet often, even though he knew Matt is gay. It hurt Matt, but he wasn't comfortable speaking to Gary about it, so I did. Gary not only apologized to Matt, but to this day, some 18 years later, I haven't heard Gary say that word in our company. Recently, Matt has started using the N-word. I have told him that not only is it disgusting and offensive, but I compared it to the situation with Gary. Matt laughed it off and continues to use the word with no regard for me. I have started spending less time with him because of it, because I don't want him to think I condone his racist language. Is it time to sever ties with Matt? Disappointed in Maryland. Dear Disappointed, I think so. The next time Matt uses the N-word, make clear to him that if you ever hear it from him again, your friendship will be over. And then follow through. Dear Abby, I feel horrible about my first time. It was with my boyfriend and it happened in the back seat of his car. I had always dreamed of my first time being special. But after realizing we didn't have many options, we decided the car was fine. Now I feel ashamed and guilty. Can you advise me? Not like I imagined in Texas. Dear Not, I will try. When did your first time happen? Last week? Last month? Last year? Whenever it was, it is in the past. Experience teaches us what works for us and what doesn't. Learn from it, but don't preoccupy yourself with regret over something you can't change. Remote learning, new health science building on OC agenda. OA News at OAOA.com. Information on the transition to remote learning and an update on construction and naming of the new health sciences buildings are on the agenda for the Odessa College Board of Trustees at its virtual 6 p.m. meeting Thursday. Before the holiday break, OC made the announcement that it would go to remote after Thanksgiving. In the news release, Vice President for Administration Services, Ken Zartner, stated in a message to employees, "As we continue to monitor the evolving COVID-19 situation, the Odessa College Administration team has approved a shift to remote learning for courses and programs where possible after Thanksgiving, November 30th through December 10th. To mitigate the spread of COVID-19. After the break, Sartner said in the news release, the college will modify campus activity and most students will access their courses remotely. After the break, Sartner said in a news release, the college will modify campus activity and most students will access their courses remotely. However, we will continue applied teaching and learning in specific CTE programs. Odessa Collegiate Academy, OCA, and Odessa Career and Technical Early College High School, OC Techs, and some dual credit programs at the extension sites will continue to operate as usual, the release said. The release said the campus will be open after Thanksgiving. Learning and student support will be available during the remote transition period. On the Health Science Building, it was one of the items that was part of an overall campus improvement plan. A capital campaign was going to fund the renovation and updates. Also on the agenda, consider approval of Health Science Building naming agreement. Renewal of terms of Director of Odessa College Foundation. Appointment of new directors of the OC Foundation. Report on approval of welding equipment. Report on approval on an Tomash table with digital library. report on approval of Zant Community Room video conferencing upgrade, audited financial statements, a construction update on the new health science building, an institutional effectiveness report from Vice President of Institutional Effectiveness, Don Wood, the President's report from President Gregory Williams, including a United Way update, Wrangler Food Pantry holiday food baskets, OCU, Odessa College Leadership Institute, Class of 2020, OCT2 UTEP Transfer Specialist Position. The OCT2 UTEP program is an accelerated teacher education program. And Wood being named CEO of the Muscular Dystrophy Association, MDA. Local News Roundup. Exhibition. Ellen Noel Art Museum, 4909 East University Boulevard, has scheduled an exhibition, Betrothal, 250 Years of Wedding Fashion from the Stephen Porterfield Collection, Thursday through March 7, 2021. An opening reception for connoisseur members will take place from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. and for the general public from 7:30 to 9 p.m. Thursday. The event is free and open to the public. Museum hours are noon to 5 p.m. Tuesday through Sunday and from noon to 8 p.m. Thursday. First hours, noon to 1 p.m., reserved for at-risk populations. For more information, call Ashley Flores at 550-9696 extension 214 or marketing at noelartmuseum.com. Free COVID testing. ORMC's mobile COVID testing has been canceled, and mobile testing will resume Friday at Woodson Park. The City of Odessa will continue with free mobile COVID testing starting at 10 a.m. at the following dates and locations. Lining up starts at 8:30 a.m. December 4th, Woodson Park. December 7th, Central Park. December 8th, West Texas Horse Center. December 11th, Ector County Coliseum. December 14th, UTPB Park. December 15th, JC Playgrounds. December 18th, Far West Events Center. December 21st, Central Park. December 22nd, Buddy West Elementary. December 28th, Sherwood Park. December 30th, UTPB Park. Only 200 tests will be available at each event. For City of Odessa and Ector County residents, it's first come, first serve. Residents must show proof of residency and provide good contact information, phone number, and email in order to get results. Children as young as 3 years old are eligible for testing. Free COVID testing are also available at MCH locations. Urgent Care, 1940 East 42nd Street, and Urgent Care, 6030 West University Boulevard. No appointment necessary. Walk-ins welcomed. For more information, call 640-2749. ORMC prefers appointments. Call 582-8549. Must be a resident of Ector County. ID or proof of residency required. For more testing information, visit this site, tinyurl.com/y56s4clc. Alpine Christmas Schedule. Alpine. A schedule of activities to observe Christmas in Alpine has been cut way back from activities in years past because of the coronavirus pandemic. But the annual parade still will be on the schedule, and a new scavenger hunt has been added. Many other activities, like the traditional lighting of the Christmas tree at the Brewster County Courthouse, visits with Santa and others, have been canceled, at least for this year. The holiday sale, known as in the past as Mountain Country Christmas, has moved from the Civic Center to Cowboy Church east of the city. Sol Ross State University and others are planning their own events and are responsible for getting the word out about them. Instead of a multi-agency committee that participated last year, the Alpine Downtown Association and the City of Alpine are coordinating on the parade and the scavenger hunt. The latter, an idea proposed by this year's ADA Christmas Committee Chair Heather Yaden, manager of the Alpine Visitor Center. The Home for the Holidays parade will be held at 6 p.m. December 5th. To register for the parade, email visitorcenter@visitalpinetx.com or call 532-837-2326. Alpine Radio will broadcast the parade live again this year, and Conley Razor at the station has prepared a video to be run on Facebook and the Downtown Association's website and others. The Starlight Scavenger Hunt will run from December 5th through the 19th. Shoppers will get a map of participating businesses, and clues will be available at each business in the form of a riddle. When they guess the right answer, the store will give them a star sticker on the map, Yaden said. When they complete the entire hunt, they can come to the visitor center to enter drawings for a cash prize. The first 40 to complete the scavenger hunt will get an Alpine souvenir prize. ADA President Jim Street said with mask and social distancing, the attendance at the parade will not be like past years, and anyone with greater concerns will probably just stay home.
This is Michael again with another story from the inside pages of the Odessa American, Wednesday, December 2nd. Local News Roundup. Exhibition. Ellen Noel Art Museum, 4909 East University Boulevard, has scheduled an exhibition, Betrothed, 250 Years of Wedding Fashion from the Stephen Porterfield Collection, Thursday through March 7th, 2021. An opening reception for connoisseur members will take place from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. and for the general public from 7:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. Thursday. The event is free and open to the public. Museum hours are noon to 5 p.m. Tuesday through Sunday, and from noon to 8 p.m. Thursday. First hours, noon to 1 p.m., are reserved for at-risk population. For more information, call Ashley Flores at 550-9696, extension 214, or email marketing@noelartmuseum.org. Free COVID testing. ORMC's mobile COVID testing has been canceled, and mobile testing will resume Friday at Woodson Park. The City of Odessa will continue with free mobile COVID testing starting at 10 a.m. at the following dates and locations. Lining up starts at 8:30 a.m. December 4th, Woodson Park. December 7th, Central Park. December 8th, West Texas Horse Center. December 11th, Ector County Coliseum. December 14th, UTPB Park. December 15th, JC Playgrounds. December 18th, Far West Events Center. December 21st, Central Park. December 22nd, Buddy West Elementary. December 28th, Sherwood Park. December 30th, UTPB Park. Only 200 tests will be available at each event for City of Odessa and Ector County residents. It's first come, first serve. Residents must show proof of residency and provide good contact information, phone number, and email in order to get results. Children as young as 3 years old are eligible for testing. Free COVID testing are also available at MCH locations, Urgent Care, 1940 East 42nd Street, and Urgent Care, 6030 West University Boulevard. No appointment necessary. Walk-ins welcomed. For more information, call 640-2749. ORMC prefers appointments. Call 582-8549. Must be a resident of Ector County. ID or proof of residency required.
Obituaries. Jose N. Guevara. Fort Stockton. Jose N. Guevara entered rest on November 27, 2020. He was born on January 14, 1926 to Carlos Guevara and Salama Navatidvida. Survivors include children Jose Guevara and wife Elva of Fort Stockton, Texas, Rosaria Dominguez and husband Lupi of Fort Stockton, Texas, Librada Maldonado and husband Tony of Odessa, Texas, Jesusita Salgado and husband Alonzo of Odessa, Texas, Norma Pepper and husband Larry of Odessa, Texas, Rosa Pena and husband Joy of Alice, Texas, Ricardo Guevara and wife Delia of Pasadena, Texas, and Carmen Arrigara and husband Roger of Elote, Texas, brother Jesus Guevara, sister Nina Zuniga, and 18 grandchildren and 6 great-grandchildren. Preceding him in death were his parents, wife Paz F. Guevara, brothers Domingo and Ramon, sisters Nicolas Aguilara, Angelica Guinevara, Manuela Guinevara, Jacnita Guevara, Cruz Guevara, and Lola Aguilar. Rosary will be on Friday, December 4th from 1 to 2 p.m. at Our Lady of Guadalupe Downtown Campus, Fort Stockton, Texas, with service to follow at 2 p.m. Burial will follow at the Catholic Cemetery in Fort Stockton, Texas. Due to coronavirus, our occupancy is limited at all locations. Herminia B. Bastelos Garcia, Odessa. Herminia Bastelos Garcia, 84, went to be with the Lord on Wednesday, November 25th, 2020, in Odessa, Texas. Rosary for Mrs. Herminia Garcia will be at the Martinez Funeral Home Chapel on Wednesday, December 2nd, 2020 at 2 p.m. Graveside service will be Thursday, December 3rd, 2020 at 10 a.m. at the Barstow Cemetery in Barstow, Texas, with Father Longoria officiating. Herminia was born on October 17, 1936, in Redford, Texas, to Manuel Bastilios and Luisa Contreras Bastilios. She attended school in Barstow, Texas, and graduated from Barstow High School. Herminia soon met Ramon Garcia, and they wed on October 10, 1957. Herminia is preceded in death by her husband, Ramon Garcia, parents Manuel and Luisa Bastilios, brother Arnulfo Bastilio, Higinio Garcia, sisters Lucia Bastilio and Gloria Avila. She is survived by her children, Susanna Flores, and husband Roy of Odessa, Alejandro Garcia and wife Alma of Pecos, Daniel Garcia and wife Teresa of Midland, Christina Arrenievis and husband Fabian of Barstow, brothers Avil Bastillo and Javier Ortiz, 13 grandchildren and 24 great-grandchildren. Pallbearers are as follows: Matthew Garcia, Stephen Flores, Aaron Garcia, Daniel Garcia, Brian Garcia, and Derek Gardner. The family requests planting a tree or plant in lieu of flowers. They would also like to extend a special thank you to Miss April from Hospice of Odessa. Arrangements are entrusted to Martinez Funeral Home and Crematory of Odessa, Texas. If you would like to send your condolences to the family, you may do so by signing her guest book at www.martinezfuneralhome.com. Margarita Ama Perez, Barstow, Texas. Ama Margarita Perez, 68, of Barstow, Texas, passed away on November 30, 2020. A viewing will begin at 2 p.m. with a prayer service to be held at 7 p.m. on Thursday, December 3, 2020, at the branch at MPW at 3800 North Big Spring Street, Midland, Texas. Funeral service will be held at 10 a.m. Friday, December 4, 2020, at the branch at MPW. Alma Margarita Perez was born on June 9, 1952, in El Barrio de los Montoya, Chihuahua, Mexico, to Gilberto Montoño Sr. and Manuela Lujan Montoya. She was a beloved daughter, sister, wife, aunt, mother, and grandmother. She is survived by her husband, Rudy Perez, son, Lupi Jacques, and wife, Lorena, grandchildren, Isaiah, Macias, and Ayala, son, Jorge, and wife, Sarah Navarrete, and granddaughter, Alexandra. She is also survived by her sister, Abdulia Vasquez, sister, Lucia Arando, and husband, Florencio, sister, Juanita Salcida, and husband, Enrique, brother Camilo Montoya Sr. and wife Consuelo, brother Gilberto Montoya Jr. and wife Romelia, sister Zulumia Caballero and husband Jesus and Eldemiro Soltero and husband George and countless nieces and nephews. She is preceded in death by her parents, Gilberto Montoya Sr. and Manuela Lujan Montoya. The family would like to express their gratitude. In lieu of flowers, memorial donations may be made to the American Heart Association. Arrangements are under the direction of Natalie Pickle and Wells Funeral Home and Crematory of Midland. Online condolences may be made at www.mpwelch.com. Jesus Tomas Cadillo, Odessa. Jesus Tomas Cadillo, 90, of Odessa, passed away November 21, 2020. Visitation will be Wednesday, December 2nd, from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. at Martinez Funeral Home with a rosary at 7 p.m. Funeral Mass will be said on Thursday, December 3rd at 1 p.m. at Holy Redeemer Catholic Church with Friar John Fernando Bornelio officiating. Memorial services for final interment at St. Elizabeth and Sexton Columbarium are pending. Tomas was born on August 3, 1930 in Rancho Benavida Municipal de Salina, Guadalajara, Mexico, to Cruz Trujillo and Jose Cadillo on October 30, 1951. He married Juliana Solito Clo Sarabia in Solano, Mexico. As a young man, he moved to Texas to work on a ranch hand, sending money back to his family until they joined him in 1960. Tomas and Clo had six children. After the death of Clo, Tomas married Anna Maria Miranda on May 13, 1995, in Solano, Mexico. Tomas was preceded in death by his parents, siblings, Ochitio, Ricardo, Modesto, Larazo, Jose, Isabel, Hilaria, Juana, San Juana, and Juan. His late wife, Julian Salado, and granddaughter, Yvonne. Survivors include his wife, Ann Caudillo, daughters, Maria Gonzalez, and husband, Edward Soledad Rodriguez, Carmen Vesuela, sons, Jose Caudillo, Tomas Caudillo, Victor Caudillo, all of Odessa, brothers, Cristino Caudillo, and Isidro Caudillo of Juan Huata, Mexico, 20 grandchildren, 26 great-grandchildren, and many nieces and nephews. Arrangements and entrusted to Martinez Funeral Home and Crematory in Odessa, Texas. James Lee Trulock, Odessa. So you know the rest of the story. James Lee Trulock was born February 25, 1956, in Paducah, Texas, to James and Maurice Trulock, and finished his story on Friday, November 27, 2020. He met and married the love of his life, LaDonna Potts, on November 20, 1977. James Lee made his life pipelining, and LaDonna was always by his side. The Lord decided James was going to pay for his raising and blessed James and LaDonna with their first daughter, Jennifer, his sidekick, and then came along his baby girl, Amy. He was met in heaven by his parents, James and Maurice, nephew Ron Trulock, and so many other family and friends who were eager to see him. Those left to cherish his lasting memories are his wife of 44 years, LaDonna Trulock, daughter Jennifer Stout, and husband Chris of Odessa, and daughter Amy Floyd and husband Robert of Lubbock. His spoiled grandkids, Paige Floyd, Bryce Handy, and Brennan Floyd, brothers Robbie Trulock and wife Jana of Eastland, and Jim Bob Trulock of the Heart, Debbie Ward, and husband Norman. Brother-in-laws Bobby Simmons and wife Joyce, Johnny Simmons' sister-in-law, Martha Haygood, and husband David, as well as many nieces, nephews, cousins, family, and lifelong friends. As Paul Harvey Jr. would say, now you know the rest of the story. A visitation will be held Thursday, December 3, 2020, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Greenfield Acres Baptist Church in Odessa, Texas. A funeral service will be held Friday, December 4, 2020, at 2 p.m. at Greenfield Baptist Church, with a graveside service to follow at Sunset Memorial Gardens in Odessa, Texas, with Pastor Jimmy Skiles officiating. Barbara K. Taylor Burns, Gardendale. Barbara Burns, 78, of Odessa, Texas, passed away on November 26, 2020, in Gardendale, Texas. Funeral services will be held at 10 a.m. Thursday, December 3, 2020, at Sunset Memorial Funeral Home, with Chaplain Donnie Rowley officiating. Burial will follow at Sunset Memorial Gardens. Barbara was born in Carbon, Texas, to Norman M. and Jewel Taylor on May 30, 1942. She attended school at Odessa High and graduated from Odessa College Beauty School. Barbara married Bobby Burns in December 1996. Barbara is preceded in death by her daughter, Nikki Michelle Burns, father, Norman Maurice Taylor, mother, Jewel L. Justice Taylor, and her husband, Bobby Lee Burns. Barbara is survived by daughter, Lisa Covington, and her husband, John, son, Norman Burns, sisters, Judy Joyner and Norma White, 4 grandchildren, and 9 great-grandchildren, also numerous cousins, nieces, and nephews. Memorials may be given to the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation or the Alzheimer's Association. Arrangements are entrusted to Sunset Memorial Gardens and Funeral Home. To send condolences to the family, please sign our guest book at www.sunsetodessa.com. Francisco Arenivas is the first death notice. Odessa, Francisco Arenivas, 50, died Thursday, November 26, 2020 in Odessa. Services are pending with Hubbard Kelly Funeral Home of Odessa. Victor Eugene Bailey, Odessa. Victor Eugene Bailey, 61, of Odessa, died Tuesday, November 24, 2020, in Odessa. No services have been scheduled. Arrangements are by Acres West Funeral Chapel of Odessa. Miguel Angel Banda, Sr., Andrews. Miguel Angel Banda, Sr., 54, died Sunday, November 29, 2020, in San Antonio. Services are pending with American Heritage Crematory Funeral Home and Crematory of Midland. Dewey James Cobb, Odessa. Dewey James Cobb, 78, of Odessa, died Wednesday, November 25, 2020, in Odessa. No services have been scheduled. Arrangements are by Acres West Funeral Chapel of Odessa. Dolores M. Diaz, Odessa. Dolores M. Diaz, 58, died Thursday, November 26, 2020, in Odessa, Texas. Services are pending with Martinez Funeral Home and Crematory of Odessa. Bonnie Audrey Harrison, Odessa. Bonnie Audrey Harrison, 89, of Odessa, died Monday, November 30, 2020, in Odessa. No services have been scheduled. Arrangements are by Acres West Funeral Chapel of Odessa. Richard Leroy Jones, Lubbock. Richard Leroy Jones, 75, of Odessa, died Thursday, November 26, 2020, in Lubbock. No services have been scheduled. Arrangements are by Acres West Funeral Chapel of Odessa.
Health and wellness. Free counseling services available through Basin MD. Elaine Bedell, Midland Health. Reflecting on 2020, as we begin to bring the year to a close, can cause multiple emotions for most people. This year has been challenging for everyone and has caused stress and anxiety for so many. There has been such an abundance of stress and anxiety, we might not even be recognizing it, which could lead to additional physical health issues. The American Institute of Stress has listed 50 common signs and symptoms to help evaluate if people are knowingly experiencing stress and/or anxiety. Below are a few signs and symptoms. The full list can be found at www.stress.org/stress-effects. Frequent headaches, jaw clenching or pain, neck ache, back ache, muscle spasms, heartburn, stomach pain, nausea, chest pain, palpitations, rapid pulse, increased anger, frustration, hostility, increased or decreased appetite, insomnia, nightmares, disturbing dreams, difficulty concentrating, racing thoughts, trouble learning new information, reduced work efficiency or productivity. If you find you or a loved one is suffering with stress and/or anxiety, there is good news. There is help. And for a limited time, through generous funding by local foundations, the help is free. The Basin MD app has many experienced counselors available to help you cope with and manage stress and anxiety. The virtual visits with Basin MD occur on your smartphone or computer to allow reliable and effective care while maintaining social distance. To speak with a knowledgeable professional for no cost, download, sign up, and reserve your appointment. Just before the counseling appointment begins, a coupon code box will appear to add the code to reduce the cost from $120 to $0. The coupon code is BH001, and it can be used multiple times over 6 months while funding is available. A credit card is required for appointment reservation, but will not be charged when the coupon code is applied. You can download the app through the App Store or Google Play Store, or you can go online to www.basinmd.org to sign up and check out the great behavioral health care services available through Basin MD.
This is Dave, and I'm reading from the Midland Reporter Telegram, Monday, November 30th, 2020. This is Section A, the front page. This article is entitled Small Bites. New Yogurt Shop Puts Up Signage by J.C. Lewis. Menchie's frozen yogurt signage has gone up at Ford 400 104 Loop 250 Frontage Road by the Little Gym. The frozen yogurt shop has over 100 rotating frozen yogurt flavors with more than 70 rotating toppings, according to its website. There is non-fat, low-carb, gluten-free, no sugar added, vegan, dairy-free, sorbet, and kosher. Flavors include banana pudding made with Nilla wafer, black cherry tart, blackberry burst, blue raspberry sorbet, cafe mocha, carrot cake, Oreo cookie, creamy peanut butter, and ginger snaps. The shop offers fresh waffle bowls made on-site each day. Menchie's frozen yogurt was recognized in 2010 as the number one fastest-growing food franchise in the United States and is the largest self-serve frozen yogurt franchise in the world, with over 540 locations, according to its website. For more information, visit menchies.com. Just announced, December 3rd, Bean and Grape is hosting a Stock Your Bar sample and shopping events. Patrons can sample wines to purchase by the bottle or the case for family, friends, clients, and more. All wine will be available by December 10th. Small bites will be served alongside wine samples. Tickets for the private shopping event are $25 per person. To reserve a spot, call 695-4045. December 11th, Mama Movement Date Night is a kid-free night for couples at the patio. The event starts at 6 p.m. The Little Gym is offering its monthly survival night until 9 p.m. Parents can drop off their kids, 3 to 12, at the Little Gym and receive 10% off their bill at the patio. For more information, call 689-0800. This is the oil and energy page. This article is entitled Crude Falls Most in 2 Weeks by Andres Guerra-Loz and Alex Longley, Bloomberg. Oil fell the most in 2 weeks as tensions between OPEC members heightened the uncertainty of the group delaying its planned output increase. Futures fell 1.7% in New York as informal talks continue by phone after OPEC Plus shifted its final meeting to Thursday to allow for more time to reach a deal on production policy. West Texas Intermediate closed at $44.25, down 79 cents. Friction between Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates prevented what was widely expected to be a routine agreement to delay an output increase scheduled for January. Last time Saudi Arabia got into a disagreement with the other OPEC members, they had reversed course, said Phil Strybel, chief market strategist at Blue Line Futures, LLC in Chicago. With oil prices running up for weeks now, it might be a short-term top in the market. With cracks appearing in the OPEC Plus alliance, Saudi Energy Minister Prince Abdulaziz bin Salman signaled his dissatisfaction by threatening to resign as co-chair of a committee that oversees the output deal. The eroding unity among the group comes at a time when the market may struggle to absorb more barrels, with demand still weak due to the pandemic. Still, the downside has been limited as portions of the oil futures curve continue to strengthen. The spread between Brent's nearest contracts returned to backwardation, signaling anticipation for tighter supply and stronger demand. "People figure this is the same old story," said Michael Lynch, president of Strategic Energy and Economic Research. "They'll argue, but they'll finally come to an agreement because no one wants the price to collapse." OPEC Plus is likely to agree on a face-saving compromise with a short extension the probable outcome, followed by a phased return of production, RBC Capital Markets analyst Halima Croft wrote in a report. If an agreement isn't reached and cuts are eased as scheduled, Brent prices are at risk of dropping back toward $40, and the market could face an oversupply of as much as 2 million barrels a day next quarter, Wood Mackenzie Limited said. In some parts of the world, demand appears to be stabilizing. An armada of around 20 tankers carrying U.S. crude will be heading to Asia this month. Plus, factory activity in some of North Asia's biggest export-led economies rebounded in November. This article is entitled, "Gasoline Demand Not Expected to Increase Through End of Year," by Jeffrey Baer, Bloomberg. A slow Thanksgiving for U.S. gasoline demand is foreshadowing what will likely be a tough holiday season for American fuel makers. Data from the long weekend showed Americans were ready to spend on gasoline ahead of Thanksgiving, but not prepared to use it. A strong start to retail sales November 23rd and 24th fizzled when year-over-year gasoline demand for the entire week fell more than 25%. Wednesday demand alone was down 38% when compared with the day before Thanksgiving 2019, according to Patrick DeHaan, president of petroleum analysis at GasBuddy. With more states going into lockdown and coronavirus hospitalizations at a record, it's unlikely the country will see a meaningful bounce in fuel consumption through the end of the year if Americans continue to avoid travel over Christmas and New Year. "The outlook is not good," said Robert Yauger, head of the futures division at Mizuho Securities. "COVID is just killing gasoline demand." One place where retail gasoline appeared stronger was along Interstate 95 on the East Coast, said Jeanette Casolano, a spokesman for the AAA Auto Club. Higher prices in Atlantic states such as Pennsylvania and North Carolina contributed to a 2-cent increase in the past week to a national average Monday of nearly $2.13 a gallon. The lackluster demand underscores the extent fuel producers will struggle to profit on turning crude into gasoline until normal economic activity starts to return. Most refineries' yield represents about 40% gasoline, and the plants need about a $10 spread between oil and gasoline to turn a profit. The spread between 9X gasoline futures and West Texas Intermediate crude was below $7 a barrel Monday. "Gasoline is a problem," Yauger said. "It is showing no way that it can work itself out of this beaten-down level." The drop in demand came as foot traffic through U.S. airports rose to its busiest since the pandemic started.
To Your Good Health by Dr. Keith Roach. Chest soreness may be chest wall syndrome. Dear Dr. Roach, about 5 months ago, my 16-year-old son complained of soreness in the chest area. His doctor took x-rays and an EKG and found everything to be normal, including blood pressure and oxygen level. However, he still has episodes of sharp pain on the left side of his breastbone. He says it hurts one day, and then 2 or 3 days go by and he feels normal, but then the pain returns. Have you ever heard of this? Answer. Although I don't take care of teens too often, I would say that these symptoms are fairly common in younger adults. The location of the pain to the left of the sternum, breastbone, suggests the cartilage between the sternum and rib might be where the pain is coming from. The time course argues for a condition called appropriately but unhelpfully chest wall syndrome. The cause is not clear. Viral infections can cause a similar, but usually much more acute syndrome. His doctor was wise to look for abnormalities in the heart and lungs, as unlikely as those are in a 16-year-old. Typically, the syndrome goes away as mysteriously as it came in most people, usually within 6 to 12 months. Physical therapy may improve the limitations and function that go along with this diagnosis. Anti-inflammatories can provide relief until it goes away. These can be given orally or topically. A lidocaine patch might also provide relief.
Dear Abby, trust issues are remnants of past toxic relationships. Dear Abby, marriage is considered to be imperative in my religion and culture. I'm 29 and still not married. I have commitment and trust issues with guys. I have been in only 3 relationships my entire life. Every time things are going well, I tend to self-sabotage and make excuses to push the guy away. I start arguments for no reason or create problems or issues that I fabricate out of thin air. I think it has a lot to do with the fact that my past relationships were toxic and tumultuous. They were cheaters and liars. I have carried that baggage into my relationship with my new partner by not believing a lot of the things he says. For example, I doubt his feelings for me. When things are going smoothly between us, I always take 5 or 10 steps back. It isn't fair that I put him through the ringer, but I don't know any other way. How can I get past this continuous issue? Problem trusting in California. Dear Problem Trusting, the most effective way to do that would be to talk about this destructive pattern with a licensed mental health advisor. If you do, it may help you rid yourself of the baggage you are carrying, understand why you chose the men you did before, and make it easier to evaluate any new relationships that start to develop. Dear Abby, I have known my friend, Matt, for more than 20 years. We've been close for most of those years. Matt is gay, and early in our friendship we had a mutual friend, Gary, who used a gay epithet often, even though he knew Matt is gay. It hurt Matt, but he wasn't comfortable speaking to Gary about it, so I did. Gary not only apologized to Matt, but to this day, some 18 years later, I haven't heard Gary say that word in our company. Recently, Matt has started using the N-word. I have told him that not only is it disgusting and offensive, but I compared it to the situation with Gary. Matt laughed it off and continues to use the word with no regard for me. I have started spending less time with him because of it, because I don't want him to think I condone his racist language. Is it time to sever ties with Matt? Disappointed in Maryland. Dear Disappointed, I think so. The next time Matt uses the N-word, make clear to him that if you ever hear it from him again, your friendship will be over. And then follow through. Dear Abby, I feel horrible about my first time. It was with my boyfriend, and it happened in the back seat of his car. I had always dreamed of my first time being special, but after realizing we didn't have many options, we decided the car was fine. Now I feel ashamed and guilty. Can you advise me? Not like I imagined in Texas. Dear Not, I will try. When did your first time happen? Last weekend? Last month? Last year? Whenever it was, it is in the past. Experience teaches us what works for us and what doesn't. Learn from it, but don't preoccupy yourself with regret over something you can't change. Jacqueline Bigger's Stars by Madeline Aslan. Note, Bigger's Stars is based on the degree of your sun at birth. The sign name is simply a label astrologers put on a set of degrees for convenience. For best results, readers should refer to the dates following each sign. A baby born today has a sun in Sagittarius and a moon in Cancer. Happy birthday for Wednesday, December 2, 2020. Larger than life, individualistic and victorious, you're a keen evaluator and your success this year is determined by those you pick to be around you. Indomitable, you overcome any and all challenges. If single, responsibility, commitment, and a reality check are your musts for a partner, and you search high and low. If attached, passion is winking at you, and you and your partner revitalize your relationship this year. Pisces adores you. Aries, March 21 through April 19. 3 stars. Relatives are experiencing some changes. You'll feel free to release and move forward. Dynamic and demanding people approach you at work. You might feel that you are being swept along by the ideas of another. Adapt. Tonight, back away from confrontations. Taurus, April 20 through May 20. 4 stars. Today makes you a bit restless. A conservative approach is best regarding work. Some variety would be appreciated, however. A change of scenery should refresh and inspire. Social connections are especially promising. Tonight, a sibling or neighbor reaches out asking for help. Gemini, May 21 through June 20, 4 stars. You're bursting with enthusiasm about new projects. Be aware of repeating financial patterns, good or bad. Keep a positive attitude about monetary needs. Faith is a factor in the quest for the best quality of life. Tonight, active pursuits are favored. Cancer, June 21 through July 22, 5 stars. An impenetrable shell guards the soft internal self, just as a quiet and reserved nature disguises great determination. Today you are determined to project the best image at work. A friendship or event at the office impacts your career potentials for the better. Tonight, celebrate. Leo, July 23 through August 22, 3 stars. Today begins on an introspective note. You'll prefer to spend time away from people. It's a good day to perfect a meditation technique. Write emails, make future travel plans, and arrange meetings. Tonight, start a personal journal and indulge your feelings and emotions. Virgo, August 23 through September 22, 5 stars. A new circle of friends is developing. A cycle commences that favors networking. There are rewards if you become active in organizations. This includes community service committees and political campaigns and activism. Tonight, contact old work colleagues from your past. Libra, September 23 through October 22, 5 stars. Today promises new goals and fresh perspectives. Much progress can be made in achieving professional aspirations. Don't let social situations create any awkwardness at work. Your loyalties and attachments are in flux. Tonight, write a new mission statement for yourself. Scorpio, October 23 through November 21, 5 stars. Today's a wonderful day to learn another language or study and eat foreign cuisine. Grandparent and grandchild relationships provide special joy and build happy memories. Your career path is expanding. You are embarking on an odyssey of personal discovery. Tonight, have much hope. Sagittarius, November 22 through December 21, 3 stars. Honor the memory of those who have passed. You will feel free to release and move forward. Allow fate to play her hand and accept the inevitable graciously. Still, communicate with a partner in regard to shared finances. Tonight, inherited or invested funds require attention. Capricorn, December 22 through January 19, 2 stars. Discussions revolve around the future of a partnership. Legal matters might require some attention. People close to you are sentimental. You'll be especially responsive and sensitive. Control emotional impulses and keep a sense of humor if you're upset. Tonight, relax. Aquarius, January 20 through February 18, 2 stars. Today profoundly impacts you. A new environment and new routine are possible. Be receptive to changes, but wait and see which way the wind blows before moving forward. The veil between this world and the next will be quite thin. Tonight, a soothing herbal soak. Pisces, February 19 through March 20, 5 stars. You are cherished and admired today. It's an excellent time to welcome new family members. Pursue a creative project. If possible, Consider designing a community garden with the goal of providing fresh flowers and vegetables for the future. Tonight, a romantic date night. Born today, artist Georges Seurat, 1859, actress Julie Harris, 1925, writer Anne Patchett, 1963.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.